runaway inflation and political deadlock complicate the gospel in Zimbabwe. A ministry feels the weight of India's persecution and disaster. And a new program launch aims to eradicate clubfoot and grow outreach. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Zimbabwe's inflation rate has hit 231 million%. An international economic bailout is stalled over a political power-sharing deadlock that translates to starvation for millions. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says,
the stores are completely empty. There's nothing on the shelves to buy, and even if there was something to buy, no one could afford it because of the soaring inflation rate. And people in the rural areas are really hard hit. There's really a terrible crisis right now going on in Zimbabwe.
Disillusionment is growing, which actually is laying the groundwork for the gospel.
They're looking for the answers. They're wanting to be able to find hope when there is none. So I think it's a great opportunity to not only proclaim the good news of Christ, but also to demonstrate that in real tangible ways.
Detter says preparations are underway for a short-term team in the spring of 2009. Go to our website for details. Next, unprecedented flooding has displaced millions of people in India, including the states of Bihar, Assam, and Orissa. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says the disaster comes on top of weeks of intensifying religious persecution.
The government has declared a 24-hour curfew. No one may leave their home or move from place to place. And they're doing this to prevent these roving gangs of extremists from attacking Christians.
The situation has taken a heavy toll on ministry.
300 villages were virtually destroyed in the violence. About 30% of our ministries in Orissa have been closed down, and they're not functioning for the time being.
Stravers urges prayer for their partners.
The evil one wants to use these things to cause fear and discouragement so that people will stop their witnessing, stop their work of compassion, and just withdraw. And we need people to take courage, to be bold in their faith, and to trust in God's care and protection for them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Cure International has officially launched a clubfoot program in India. India is just one of many nations to join the Cure Clubfoot Worldwide Initiative, which aims to correct the disability in children and raise awareness for the disorder. Nationals are trained to use a simple casting procedure that corrects the foot and avoids the use of surgery. The teams also have many open doors to share the hope of the gospel with their patients and the families. Pray for the Cure program to grow. Meanwhile, 750 pairs of shoes were delivered to Guatemalan orphans last week through Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls project. The program's been delivering shoes to children in need for almost 10 years. Buckner's church coordinator Jeff Jones explains why.
Probably more than anything else, when we're able to actually physically distribute those shoes to those kids, it enables us to be the hands and feet of Christ and to give that example to them of how our Savior was a servant in his leadership and how he treated those closest to him.
Through their ministry to children, Buckner has gained credibility with several governments.
When they see that we don't have a hidden agenda, it does open the door for deeper ministry opportunities and programs that truly can have an impact on the lives of those kids.
Buckner is sending out a team to deliver shoes in Honduras this December. For details on how you can be a part of that trip or how to host a shoe drive, go to our website. And the World Bible Translation Center has announced the arrival of its new president, Eric Fellman. Fellman brings extensive international experience and a passion for people to know Jesus Christ. A graduate of the Moody Bible Institute, he's worked for the Guidepost magazine and the International Foundation in Washington, D.C. Fellman looks forward to using his skills and experience to make the life-changing power of Scripture available to all people groups. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that'll fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.